Corner in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's idol and number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, Joe Palooka.
Joe Palooka's first defense of his world championship heavyweight title since his return from the Army didn't turn out too well, despite the fact that Joe won the fight hands down. Booed for not knocking out his opponent, and accused of being in on racketeer Blackie Ballinger's gambling ring, Joe is sad and despondent. Yesterday, he left just to take a little walk. Now it's the next day, and Joe has not yet returned. In just a moment, we'll present Episode 3, The Search. But first, as Joe Palooka's manager, Nobby Walsh, sees the gambling fraud rumors and evidence pile up against them, he becomes increasingly worried over Joe's whereabouts. It's the next morning, and we join Nobby and Jerry Leamy now in Nobby's office on West 49th Street in New York.
You shouldn't have let Joe out of your sight, Jerry.
He just said he was going for a walk.
When Joey starts listening to people and reading the papers, I don't know what he'll do.
Gosh, Joe's always been the fairest, squarest guy in the world. And now they won't even give him half a chance.
Just take a peek at this morning's journal, Jerry.
No, thanks. I've seen enough.
Get a load of this. If Joe Palooka didn't carry Al Wilson to make some money for Blackie Ballinger and his mob, then why did Palooka let Wilson go the 15 rounds?
Let him go? Nobody gives Wilson any credit for being a pretty good boxer and going on his own.
Of all the unfair, rotten write-ups. They're saying Joe's no good before anyone's really found out anything. Why, the Boxing Commission hasn't even announced the investigation.
It's a dirty deal, Nobby. Gee, I wonder how Joe's taking it.
Taking it? I wonder if Joe's still around.
Oh, Nobby.
Why, there's no telling what the kid'll do feeling the way he does. He might jump off of the Brooklyn Bridge or something.
Well, gee, then we better call the cops.
No, no. They'll just think Joe ran away because he's guilty of this gambling thing. We gotta find him ourselves. Which reminds me, I thought I told you to keep calling Stillman's gym.
I left a message. They're gonna call back as soon as Joe comes in. If and when.
Well, he's not at the hotel. They're supposed to call back here the minute he comes in, too.
Well, gee, we can't just sit here, Nobby. It really hurts me to think that the poor guy's walking around hearing folks say how Joe Palooka threw a fight and shipped them out of their money and voice.
It'll break that big heart of his, Jerry.
Why, he'll never want to fight again.
Never fight? Then let's do something. We gotta do something. Keep calm, Jerry. Don't get excited. Just keep calm. I said keep calm, Jerry.
What? Don't tell me to keep calm. I am calm.
Jerry, what would you do in Joe's place?
Huh?
What would you do?
I don't know. I guess I'd go off alone somewhere to where it was quiet. Yeah, peace and quiet.
Jerry, where would you go in New York where it's peaceful and quiet?
Gee, there ain't no such place.
There must be. Now think.
Let me see. There is a place. The library. Sure, Joe goes to the library a lot.
Okay, then you go to the library right now.
Oh, now, wait a minute. No, listen, Abby. What if some of my friends see me going in there?
You go to the library. A fine time to worry about your friends.
All right.
I'll try Mike Jacob's office. Then I'll stop in at Aunt Howe's place.
Sure, Joe's probably up there. A guy'd naturally go to see his girl when he's unhappy.
You think so? If you were in trouble, would you go see Myrtle Hassenpfeffer?
Well, no, but Myrtle's different. She makes a guy unhappier. I never seen such a girl.
Look, you just worry about the library. Stop in at the gym after that, too. And in any other place if you think Joe might be. I'll meet you up at Aunt's place at 5. Now, let's get going. Just keep your eyes and ears open and...
See, the library. I'm from Brooklyn. How should I know where the library is in New York? There's Marty. Hey, Marty! Hello, Marty! Say, Marty, have you seen Joe around? We can't seem to... Hey, Marty! Marty, where you going? Hey, Marty! How do you like that? I guess everybody's down on Joe. Library. There it is.
Jerry, honey, wait for me. hello, Jerry. Gee, it's good to see you.
Oh, hello, Moyle. I gotta go. Goodbye.
Well, for heaven's sake, that's a fine way to treat your best girlfriend and admirer.
Well, I'm sorry, Moyle. I ain't got no time to be admired.
Oh, so you ain't got no time for Moyle Hassenpfeffer no more. Well, I shouldn't have no time for you, you no-good bum.
Now, what did I do?
You're Joe Palooka's right-hand man, ain't you? Well, that's enough.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Moidle. You ain't believing all those dirty lies about Joe being involved in Blackie Ballinger's gambling ring, are you?
My beliefs, Mr. Leamy, are strictly personal, and I see no occasion whereto for I ought to indulge in them with you.
Huh?
Sure, I think Joe Palooka sold out, and you can tell him so for me.
Oh, now look, Myrtle, Joe never...
Please, Mr. Leamy, let's not create a scene, Mr. Leamy.
Hey, what is this Mr. Leamy stuff?
I always addresses my mere acquaintances with the proper respect.
Mere acquaintances? Now, look, Myrtle Hashenpfeffer, I knew you when your old man used to make his living by collecting old papers off his subway seats.
Ah, if you know my old man. My dear father is now an associate regional assistant manager of the Acme Link Sausage Dispensing Company, Incorporated.
Go on. He saves hot dogs in a 2x4 joint off Broadway.
The duties are only temporary.
Oh, he's going to get laid off again, huh?
I see it's no use talking to a stupid crook like you.
Stupid crook?
Well, you're probably in on this crooked gambling thing, too. And you certainly are stupid. Stupid. Goodbye.
Oh, now, Myrtle, wait. You don't understand. I got to go to the library. And...
Library? Well, it's about time. I hope you're learning something. Goodbye, bookworm.
Oh, Myrtle. 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 Doggone it. Now, where's that library again? Library.
Get your evening, Pipey. Can't do a thing without your evening, Pipey. Pipey.
Hello, Benny. Got a minute?
Get your evening, Pipey. And read all about Joe Palooka and a big gambling fraud.
Benny, have you seen Joe?
Read all about the heel Joe Palooka turned out to be.
Benny, have you seen him?
Go away, Nobby. Go away, you crab in the act. Read all about the rotten, dirty deal.
Benny.
No.
He's missing, Benny. Joe's gone.
Read all about it. What? Joe's gone?
Yep. Disappeared into thin air.
Yeah? Do you think he run out, Nobby?
Do you think Joe would run out, Benny?
No, I don't think Joe would run out, Nobby. Maybe Blackie and his mob got him, but maybe he did. I don't want to sell these papers, Nobby. I don't think Joe's a crook. Why, he'd never do anything wrong. Not Joe. No, sir. Joe couldn't. Could he, Nobby?
Pardon me, ma'am. Have you seen Joe Palooka?
Do you have the author's name and file number?
No, ma'am. Joe Palooka is not a book.
Then what are you doing in the library, young man?
I'm trying to tell you.
Please keep your voice down in the library, please.
Look, I'm trying to find a particular guy.
Information on all famous people can be found in the biography and reference room.
I'm not looking for information. I'm looking for Joe Palooka.
Please, young man, keep your voice down in the library, please.
Look, don't you know who Palooka is?
Palooka? Oh, yes, I think I've seen a picture. Oh, and I've read about him.
Good. Now...
Isn't he that dishonest pugilist who is involved with the underworld?
What?
Police.
Why, of all the dirty, low-down crags.
You must be quiet. Oh,
listen,
please,
lady, if you want a lady, so help me, why... I don't know what I do, but if all the remarks to make... Hey, keep your hands off of me. Hey, look out. Keep your hands off of me.
Why, hello, Nobby. Come in.
Hello, Ann. I just thought I'd drop in and say, hello.
Oh, come on in. You're going to stay for dinner. Come on.
Thanks.
I'll fix you up a nice steak and French fries, and I've already made an apple pie.
Oh, that's very tempting, Ann. I know your apple pie. It can't be beat. But, really, I didn't barge in for a free meal. I just,
Nobby, what are you looking for?
Looking? Oh, no, I'm just walking around. I need a little exercise. Hey, when a man gets my age, why, the old legs...
Joe isn't here, Nobby. Hasn't been here since before the fight.
Joe? Why, what makes you think I'm looking for Joe?
I was afraid this might happen.
What do you mean, Ann?
I can read the papers, Nobby.
They're just making up a bunch of stuff.
It's more than that.
More?
Blackie Ballinger was up here last night.
Blackie? Up here?
He wanted to leave me a present. He thought a gift for Joe's girlfriend was appropriate, since Joe had done them such a good turn.
Why, that Blackie's just a low-down...
Calling names isn't going to help, Nobby.
I can't believe it. Blackie's saying that... It really seems as if Joe and him... I don't know what to believe.
I believe in Joe, Nobby. The important thing is finding Joe. He needs us now.
Ah, you're a swell girl, Ann. But don't you worry your pretty little head about finding Joe. Jerry's on his trail, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he brings Joe up here real soon. I told him to meet me here, and... Well, speak of the devil.
I'll answer it.
I'll bet even money Joe's out there big and smiling as ever. If anybody can find him, Jerry's the boy. Why, here you... What happened to you? You're a mess.
They threw me out.
Jerry, where's Joe?
You know what the librarian said? Why, she said Joe's a dishonest pug.
Jerry, where's Joe?
I don't know. Nowhere. Nobody's seen him. He's gone. Just gone. Absolutely 100,000,000% gone.
Gone. Joe gone? Oh, no. He can't be. In just a moment, we'll tell you about tomorrow's episode. But first, the evidence seems to be piling up against Joe. The Joe who has disappeared or run out or what. Don't miss Dark Shadows, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...